As a goalkeeper, this is my vantage point, and I was always trying to figure out how to get an edge. I would watch goalkeeping videos, read goalkeeping books, and then all of the nutrition, from protein, carbohydrates, electrolytes, supplements, athletes are always trying to get an edge, and they know what goes into their body affects their performance. Input leads to output. Now here's the parallel with faith. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. What a gift, and that is such good news. The Holy Spirit is God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in you forever. Now the Holy Spirit is going to help you, empower you, guide you, comfort you, even help you when you pray. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says, "Now you receive the Holy Spirit, and you receive power, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so the Holy Spirit's going to help you to lead other people to Jesus, to give you power in your weakness as well. So you can be filled with the Holy Spirit when you confess your sins and you ask God, who gives generously, ask God, "Fill me with your Holy Spirit, God." And as you surrender and yield to Him, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the evidence is very clear. From Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the input, the output will be the fruit of the Spirit. You can't live the Christian life alone. So be filled with the Spirit today. Surrender to God. Ask Him to fill you. And the fruit of the Spirit will be so evident in your life.